Good morning. On a Wednesday, it is Veterans Day, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the Obama administration today will call on Congress to enact measures to help military veterans gain easier access to health care, disability, and educational benefits, part of a push to spotlight its efforts to improve the way the government treats veterans. And cities like Las Vegas, Syracuse, and Schenectady, New York today will also announce that they've ended veteran homelessness. Definitely a good thing.
Well, you know, here are people who put themselves on the line for all of us and who go and do the dirty work. Look, you can have all the questions you want about whether or not we had any business being in Iraq or in any of the other places, including Afghanistan, where we have had a presence. But there's no question that the people who literally risk their lives every day, lives and limbs, and their families, so nobody wants to be on the wrong side of this. A, because it's wrong to be there, and B, because you don't want politically to have to deal with the fallout from being the people who have mistreated these very valuable people in our society, our veterans. So I think that Obama has done exactly the right thing to be able to showcase his efforts in this, but we still know that everything is not right. We know that everybody, despite some big efforts, everybody doesn't get that kind of health care that they need when they get back, or the kind of job help and finance jobs. So veterans really do rank high in what most Americans think they owe them. It's just that we don't always do what we think we're supposed to do.
Did the candidates do what they were supposed to do in the fourth GOP debate last night? Alan, some eyes were on Ben Carson and Jeb Bush for their performance, but in general, what's your sense of the debate?
Well, I loved reading the New York Times analysis this morning. It's almost as if it was the old days when they were scoring boxing matches one round at a time, and they say, this one flubbed this line, and this one said a word that he didn't mean, or whatever else. You know, it's silliness. The real issue for so many of us is, are proposals being made that make sense? Donald Trump says, send 11 or 12 million people back across the border. Well, he gets called on that. And he is interesting in that in the beginning, the outrageousness was part of his persona. But now you see the sort of dignification, there's no such word, of course, of his approach, which is, you know, I'm going to be above the fray. I'm leading in most of the polls, or I'm right up there. I'm not going to play the clown role in these debates. And I think he gets points for that approach. Carson, for his point, is silent. But then I've never seen the appeal of Carson as a sort of a conservative voice who talks about abortion and the rest of it. He can't win in America. But he is favored by many of the people who are going to vote in these debates, which means that they'd rather be conservatively consistent than they would win the general election. That's going to be a big problem for Republicans this year.
And what about Jeb Bush? He was pretty feisty, but as the Times says, isn't enough.
Well, they said he got better, but you know, we'll have to see the quick and dirty polls, you know, as they come out. He may move a point or two. Clearly to me, it's the establishment that wants Bush, and probably for good reason. Although he hasn't demonstrated that he's very good on his feet, he's the kind of guy who's centrist enough to give Hillary Clinton a real fight in a general election. But if they go and nominate a uber-conservative who is all the way over to the right, they lose the center.
New York to Daily Fantasy Sports. Stop taking bets here. New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has told Daily Fantasy Sports companies DraftKings and FanDuel to stop accepting bets in New York, saying their operations amount to illegal gambling.
Well, of course it is. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows it's gambling. And if gambling is illegal in New York, then how do you allow this to happen? He's right to say it. Whether or not a state attorney general can impose his will on the internet is another whole story. We'll have to see.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.